This is the Seedbed Daily text. Praying in the name of Jesus is not magic, just miraculous. John 16:19-24. Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, "Are you asking one another what I meant when I said, 'In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me'? Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief. But I will see you again, and you will rejoice. And no one will take away your joy. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly, I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." Consider this. Over these past few chapters, Jesus has been careful to repeat himself on a particular issue no less than 6 times. Did you catch it? Chapter 14, verse 13. "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son." 14:14. "You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." 15:7. "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." 15:16. "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you." 16:23, "Very truly I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name." 16:24, "Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." These texts might be filed in the folder labeled "Not true," or "I'm not getting it." Of course, we know they are true, so we must try to ascertain why we aren't getting it. I think it must be a deficiency in our discipleship. Is it any wonder that Jesus waits until the end to share these teachings? It's a weak analogy, but think of it like this. I'm not going to give my children a credit card until I'm satisfied they have reached a level of maturity and character that they can be trusted with such responsibility. The name of Jesus is an enormous power and an even greater stewardship. Our capacity to steward this kind of power will never exceed our capacity to sublimate our self-interest to the interest of Jesus. That's our problem, isn't it? The protection of our own self-interest. Discipleship to Jesus is not about having no self-interest. It's about abiding in a state of trusting surrender to Jesus, who alone satisfies our self-interestedness with the interest of his kingdom. Is this not the meaning of seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well? Matthew 6:33. I'm pretty sure this is all true. And even more sure, I'm ready to start getting it at a whole new level. Praying in the name of Jesus is not magic, just miraculous. And there's a world of difference. The prayer. Abba Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who teaches us what it means to abide in his name, to ask and seek and knock, and to receive and define and to have the door opened. Disciple us to the kind of maturity that we live in the flow of your kingdom and discover complete joy. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions. Number one, why do you think Jesus was so explicit and so repetitive about our learning to ask in his name? Number two, why is it so difficult to sublimate our own self-interest to the interest of Jesus? And number three, where are you most challenged in your discipleship today? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.